some ideas to help you have some fun as you're traveling, those of you who are in a car for Thanksgiving. Roberta, I don't think you're driving very far, right?
I'm already where I'm supposed to be.
All right. Richie, you're not driving either, right?
Nope. Well, I'm driving.
Your brother's house
is my brother's house is half an hour away.
Yeah. And Jennifer, you're not driving.
5 minutes either. Up the road.
5 minutes up the road. Okay. And I'm flying across the country.
You're commuting a little.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't have to drive much when I get there. I'll have to drive a little bit. I don't know. I don't think I've spent Thanksgiving in California before. At any rate, if you are trapped in a big traffic jam, and that's going to happen through the course of the next 3-4 days, actually, nice to have a couple of car games in mind. So if you're bored, you can play some games. Richie, you've got that new game that you love, the app. Is that something you could play in the car? Or is that, what do you do with that?
Not while you drive, probably.
No, probably not. Right. All right. So there's, I just sort of thought it would be fun to think for a moment about things. I used to play padiddle. Remember playing padiddle? Padiddle is when you see one headlight. And you just say, this is something you play before you.
That's like slug bug. When you see a Volkswagen bug, you have to slap whoever you're sitting next to. Although I was an only child, so no one ever sat next to me.
Okay.
Oh, there was Susie went on a picnic. That was a fun one.
Right? How about a spelling bee? That'd be fun to have that.
Yeah, we're looking for license plates.
Right. What about that app, Richie, that you said you thought was great, cool, you've got it?
Oh,
is that a good game for the car?
Stick Stunt Biker. Yeah, if your kids can play video games in the car without getting sick. Stick Stunt Biker. Yeah, it's on your iPhone. I guess they have it on the Droid, too.
Yeah.
Totally addicting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Very cool. Lots of fun. In a moment, we're going to help you choose some important items for the Christmas season. Gift giving in the focus, with particular attention to clothing for youngsters. That'll be kind of cool. We'll have fun. We'll have everybody dressed in just a moment here on Good Day.
It's the Toys R Us After Thanksgiving sale with over 150 doorbusters. And we're your first stop when doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Plus bonus doorbusters 5 a.m. Friday. Hurry in for our lowest prices ever. Like 50% off hot toys from top brands like Barbie, Crayola, LeapFrog, Fastlane, and more. Get huge savings earlier than ever before. Doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thursday night. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Local store hours may vary. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or toysrus.com today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're up!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
11 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You have been hearing, last month or so, a lot of conversation off and on from us about a company called Heartstrings. Heartstrings is a company that's aimed at wonderful clothing for children. And it's especially important. A lot of mothers listen to this program. A lot of people looking for ideas, grandmothers, people who are looking for something that is perfect for children, something that lasts, clothing. Sometimes children don't get excited about clothing unless there's a reason. And I think there's some reasons for the way they do their business at Heartstrings for children and adults to get kind of excited. Anthony Finnemore is from the Parigi Group, along with Marco Sarur. He's the CEO, as a matter of fact, of Parigi. Gentlemen, good to have you here on Good Day. I said you've been around for about 40 years. Is that right? Am I right on that number?
33 years.
33 years. All right.
Yes.
So what is the, when you get right down to it, the market here in this country and around the world obviously is wonderfully open for, and people are now looking again for quality. They want quality, they want good price, and this certainly boils down to your area of children's clothing, right?
Correct.
Yes.
So what is there that makes this, especially around the holidays, something that stands out and makes it such a good value, what makes it so appealing and attractive, the Heartstrings name?
Well, I think, good morning, Doug. The Heartstrings brand is a heritage brand, and it was started as a cottage brand in 1979. The key to the brand is it's aspirational and generational. It represents a time and a place to people. People connect with Heartstrings and their childhood. And that's very, very important, particularly in the Philly and Pennsylvania area. We offer high-quality, better classic children's clothing that has a traditional appeal through newborn up through 16 and girls and 12 and boys. And the heritage of the sportswear has been that special occasion dressing.
Mm-hmm.
The brand sold in better department stores, specialty stores, and, of course, our own Heartstrings retail stores. But within the Heartstrings umbrella, there's really three brands. Heartstrings, which is an upscale girls lifestyle brand that really embodies the essence of classic American styling, but with a modern view. And Kite Strings, which is a better updated traditional boys brand, which offers a classic family coordinated and age appropriate looks for boys. This particular portion of the line is going to be rebranded and relaunched as Kite Strings for spring 12.
All right, let's talk about that for a second, because there are a lot of parents, and the influence on children today with the media being what it is, there are a lot of, and I don't want to sound like an old stuffed shirt, but there are a lot of how do I say this tactfully, outfits that you see on children who are coming through the formative years that are not particularly attractive, but yet they are supported by what these kids see in the media that they consume. So, you know, this is a counter to that in a sense, and I don't mean it in a negative sense. It's a counter to slop. As good as I can put it, because I think I was seeing some of these kids in the slobby slop stuff that they wear. It just is very unappealing. And maybe, again, I am showing my age a little, but this is something that's sort of the opposite. And maybe the Kite Strings thing intrigues me because it's for boys, and there haven't been a lot of lines like this for boys around, I don't think. I mean, Richie, go ahead. You got kids.
Well, I mean, I have two kids. I have a 7-year-old boy and a 4-year-old daughter, so we have some of this clothing, and it's traditional quality clothing. It doesn't fall off of their backs after 6 months of rough wear. You know,
right. Well, or fall off their backs because they don't put them on. You know, that isn't the
right,
design
right.
of them.
But, really. I mean, it's, you know, it's rugby shirts. It's good rugged tees. It's good sweaters, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's quality stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, in terms of getting children to like this stuff, again, the fact that the media does what it does, how do you guys present this so that children, it's fine for parents to like it, but the kids are going to want to wear it, right?
Correct. Well, so, you know, Parigi Group has been in business also since 1979. That's when Heartstring had started the business by Peggy Hart. And we acquired the company about maybe 7 months ago. Towards the end of April. We have an extensive background ourselves. We're well over $200 million company, and we represent the consumers. We also manufacture directly ourselves. We don't have any middlemen.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we provide the high end of the business, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Lord & Taylor, Neiman, Saks. So we understand the business and exactly what the consumer is looking for. So that adds a lot to what we are adding to the Heartstring and the Kite String and the KC Parker brand.
All right. So what the customer is looking for besides a good store experience is a good online experience. Heartstrings.com. You have e-com sites that will help people find this easier. Roberta Fasnelli, who's here with us, won't go into a store. She'll be going online.
Online, that's the way I do it.
So how much of that is a factor in your business as you expand, gentlemen?
That's a huge part of our business, Doug. And we, as one of our long-term initiatives, we're going to be expanding and redesigning our e-com website. We're also going to be adding some of our brands that we license on the website as well. to broaden the offering between Heartstrings, Kite Strings, Casey Parker, also going to be doing Puma, Timberland, and Nicole Miller as well.
Ah, Nicole Miller. What are the pajamas?
Famous designer.
And the, right, and the ties. That's it on the other side. All right, so here's the deal. If you go to heartstrings.com, as I understand it, Heartstrings, there are stores certainly in lots of areas around the country, but you can get an introduction here. And in order to help you out, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on shopping, savings with a 10% discount off the order, free shipping. Go to heartstrings.com, use the code Doug10, Doug10, i.e., we were talking about this the other day when Maria said, well, I said, why do you suppose they use that? And Maria says, duh, Doug and 10% off. So use that, Doug10, for 10% off your purchase, free shipping, and this is, I think, a step in the right direction. It's nice. It's kind of refreshing, actually, to see this kind of apparel getting the growth, seeing the growth and important
recognition also.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, gentlemen, thank you. Best of luck as
thank
the
you.
Season
thank
improves.
Happy holidays and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy and healthy and prosperous, all of those good things together. Anthony Finnemore from Parigi Group and Marco Sarur here on Good Day at 19 past the hour.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Looks like, what is it, 20, almost 21 after the hour. Richie, you caught me flat-footed. I was just looking at the description.
I love that.
Well, I was actually, I was digressed a moment when I looked at the license plate game. We were talking about having fun in the car.
Oh, yeah.
You spot a license plate, call out the letters on it, and everybody tries to come up with a different phrase using the letters in the order in which they appear on the license plate.
So make a word with the letters and then come up with a phrase based on those letters.
Yeah, like K-E-W, kittens eating watermelon, or kiss every warthog. How's that, Roberta?
I like it. I like it.
It's a great game.
Kiss every warthog.
Kiss every woman. That'd be my line. 21 after on Good Day.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is good.
Yeah.
You don't like Bruce Hornsby in the rain?
Not a big fan, no.
I do, too. So, Richie, you
I'm
can butt out of this conversation.
I'm man out. I'm going to turn my headphones down. You just guys give me a thumbs up when you're ready to move on to Sister Hazel.
Good. The Wednesday birthday list starts out with Bruce Hornsby, who is a gentleman that has a good deal of singing in his background. He's a pianist. He started The Range, song The Way It Is, another song Every Little Kiss. A lot of good songs, actually. Good pop music. Hornsby, born this day, 1954, makes him 57 today. Happy birthday to him. It's Louis Tiant's birthday, one of the great pitchers. Why did you... I'm not ready for this.
Oh, you know what? Well, I'm sorry.
I know you're not paying any attention.
No,
you don't want
it's fine.
Hornsby. Louis Tiant played for the Indians, the Red Sox, the Twins, the Yankees, the Pirates. Imagine that. All in your career. Played for the Angels, too, Jennifer. Born in the state, 1940. Was quite a gentleman, as I remember him, playing for the Red Sox. Everybody liked the guy. Pretty good pitcher, too. So, anyway, his birthday is today. Actress Susan Anspach, who's got ties to Framingham. Her brother lives here. And, in fact, was married to a lady that I dated after... He wasn't married to her any longer.
Was married to a lady I dated.
Was married to a lady that I dated after. Was it after or before? I think it was.
Thank you for clarifying.
Susan Anspach was married to a lady you dated.
I would like to have. I think she's a fascinating, very attractive woman. A woman in a lot of different ways. I did not ever meet her, but her brother married a woman from Framingham and then divorced her, and then I dated her. How's that? That makes
I'm
sense.
I'm trying to look her up to see.
Is there
Susan Anspach?
Yeah.
Yes, quite a few people.
You need to move to a new town.
Thanks for that. Yeah, it's time for me to move on. I know. All right, now it's what? Ken Block from Sister Hazel. I know the song, but I don't know much about the group. Anybody know much about this group?
This was their big hit.
They were early 90s kind of alt-rock pop band.
Alt-rock, what a great term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Maxwell Caulfield, the actor, born in the state in 1959. He was an Alien Intruder, Grease 2, Mind Games, The Supernaturals, Sundown, stuff like that.
Grease 2 is pretty much his...
Was that it?
That was his prison sentence.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, let's see. We have Miley Cyrus, who I still find... I think I find even more obnoxious since I saw a picture of her looking like unbelievable slutty stuff. Just looked like a tramp that nobody cared about. Why in the world? What happens to somebody that starts with Disney and is a musketeer, and they come down to what she's come down to?
Name me a Disney kid that hasn't gone that direction.
Annette Funicello.
Name me a Disney kid that's still alive that hasn't
Annette
gone
Funicello.
That
direction.
She's still alive?
She's still alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of them. You're right. Justin Timberlake was a must. He's fine.
He was, yeah.
He's okay. Yeah, see?
But he's a guy.
Oh, okay. So the girls go down the wrong street, the guys usually go down the right street.
Do too, but you know, you're talking about
we accept it.
Sleazy.
Yes.
That's
get,
right.
Get away
is.
With that.
Right.
Yeah.
Austin Majors, who was Theo Sipowicz on NYPD Blue, just a kid then. He's only 16 now. So his birthday is today. Sally Richardson, who is an actress from I Spy, Prelude to a Kiss. You'd recognize her if you saw her. Family Law, et cetera, et cetera. So her birthday is today. By the way, this is the month we've carried over now into the month of Sagittarianism.
Yes.
It's Scorpio until the 22nd, which was what, yesterday? It's today the 23rd, yeah?
Today
yeah.
the 23rd.
All right. So today, being the 23rd and all, what are you about? You are gregarious. You are enthusiastic if today is your birthday. You're an enterprising sort, full of life. You're charming. You're honest. You have the ability to make friends and impress people. Since you have an adventurous nature and enjoy being active, you often have a full schedule and lead a very busy life. If your birthday is November 23rd, you are emotionally sensitive as well. Isn't that very cool? Sensitive
I'm
new age person.
Emotionally inept. Weird.
28. There you go, Jennifer. 28
after. If you're older, get a screening test for colorectal cancer.
Colorectal cancer doesn't always cause symptoms.
I'm Aileen Ellis with this AARP Health Update from Primetime Focus. Most colon cancers begin as a polyp, a small growth in the lining of the colon. You can't even feel they're there. Dr. Alan Thornton is the past president of the American Cancer Society. He spoke recently at an AARP meeting, and he explained why catching a polyp early is so important.
And by taking the polyps out, we can actually prevent a cancer from occurring. As the number of people who have been tested for colorectal cancer has increased during the last decade, more people have had polyps removed, and as a result, we have seen the number of cases of colon cancer start to go down.
Bob Brady's one of the lucky ones. He had his first colon screening at 55 and had his polyps removed shortly thereafter.
Polyps were found and then not found, but in general, I seem to have more than most people.
Which is why his doctors advised him to have regular colon screenings to help keep him protected. That vigilance paid off, and it saved Bob's life. Thousands die every year from colon cancer, so get tested. Find out more at aarp.org/health or cancer.gov. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Don't waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at the store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Good day to be me, good day to be us. Not a good day to be raising chickens in Framingham, however.
Why not?
For those of you who are interested in the local headlines from the Metro West Daily News,
yeah.
The Board of Selectmen is concerned about a neighbor downtown who wants to raise 200 chickens in his backyard. So, if you...
In his backyard, so he's not a farm.
No, he's not a farm.
How big is his backyard?
Well, this is the backyard. This is actually the this property backs up onto the town line. So on one side of the property is the town of Sherburne. The other side of the property, Framingham. The house is in Framingham. The chickens are going to reside in Sherburne.
Is it a residential home?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's an old agricultural area that's been made residential. So the other backside of it is just funny to see this kind of stuff that you never would have seen before. People upset because somebody's going to put chickens in their back. Everybody used to have chickens walking around their backyard. It's just funny to see people and their attitudes and stuff. Kind of, it's sad, but yet it's funny. Speaking of things that are good, and I think that we're trying to find lots of good. We always are focused on good here as much as possible, but this is really something that is good. Allie Brown is ABC's secret millionaire. She's a small business expert. She's an entrepreneur. She's grown her business into the millions. She's the founder, CEO of Ali International. It's an enterprise devoted to empowering women entrepreneurs around the world. There are 50,000 members in her online and offline programs. How do we get attached to this, Richie?
Tell me.
Right. I mean, this is wonderful. As a voice for women's entrepreneurial success, you are the person. Ms. Brown, hello.
Hey, Doug, good morning. I grew up with chickens.
Did you? Where?
I did. Well, I grew up in Monroe, Connecticut, actually. I live in L.A. now because I'm more of a beach girl. I like the weather out here, honestly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like it. At least from this time of year on, I'm with you out there.
Yeah, you'll have to come visit.
What would happen if you had chickens in your backyard now in L.A., Allie?
No, you know what? That would be all over the paper, just like you're saying. It would be there.
What town do you live in Los Angeles?
I'm in Marina Del Rey, so I'm at the beach. It's nice because I'm near the airport, but it's a quiet area.
Yeah.
And
I know the area well. I have a home in Santa Monica, so I'm there
lot.
And there wouldn't be any possible place I could think of in Marina Del Rey where you would, unless it's in the backyard of
My roof deck.
It could be the Cheesecake Factory. You could put it in the backyard of the Cheesecake Factory. That might be about it. So, anyway, but we all have this background. We all like to kind of go back to our roots. How has that helped you as the secret millionaire? And why don't you tell that story first of being ABC's secret millionaire? Because that's kind of cool.
Oh, well, that's amazing. Well, you know, My business is I'm an entrepreneur mentor to women, and you know, I have this company. And then the production company called me, and it was 2010. I got a phone call saying, you know, we have this show, and I'm thinking, oh, how great, TV. And they're like, well, wait, let us explain what this is. Hold on. You're living on welfare for a week. You're walking away from everything. You know, you sign your life away when you do those shows. You don't know what you're getting into
That's
all the
for
time.
Sure. Yep.
And you are also required to give away $100,000. And I said, well, that's ABC's money, right? And they said, no, that's your money. I said, okay, well, look, this is interesting. I need to do a lot more research on this
usually
show.
They would pay me $100,000 to do a TV show.
Yeah.
Here's one where I have to give them money.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, let's check this out. But the show had been done before. I trusted ABC. It's a family-friendly channel. You know, it the production company checked out. And I tell you, it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. And, you know, I started with nothing when I built this company. And, you know, but we all get used to where we are. We get used to our creature comforts.
Mm-hmm.
We often do forget what's going on in our own backyard. The trick with my show, this blew my mind. I got in a cab not knowing where I was going on day one. I thought I was going across the country. I had boots, jackets packed, everything. 2 miles down the street to Venice Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, it's a touristy area, but there is a lot of homeless there. And
yep.
It's one of those things that, you know, when you live near, you acknowledge, but I'd never sat down and talked with those people. I'd never lived, you know, in the middle of them. I never asked how I could help them. And it was just, it would transform my life. And, you know, one of the best parts was the last day is where I reveal that I am able to help these people financially, and I chose 4 organizations to break up that money to, and I mean, there were tears, hugs. I still work with 3 of those causes today, and it's really opened up a whole new world for me.
All right. So in terms of the world that it's open, how do these things connect? Not collide, but connect? Because you have all these people that are online with you. What are you offering them? What is the benefit of connecting with you?
Well, one of the benefits right now and the biggest opportunities is that it's never been easier to start a business. Now, to those people who are unemployed right now or having a hard time, this may seem like a pipe dream, but listen up. There's several reasons why it's easier now. First of all is technology. You know, you see people who are, you know, at these protests, and if, you know, they want a job, and I see them, they have cell phones and laptops, and I'm thinking, okay, give me a week with you, and you'll have a business online, right? The technology is so accessible now that there's really low barrier to entry. You don't need an office or retail space anymore. You don't need necessarily an advanced skill set to start a business. I have women coming to me, for example, who start businesses everything from personal organizers to life coaches, dog groomers, financial planners. I mean, it runs the gamut. What we're seeing now, though, is a huge wave of people starting businesses based around their values and their lifestyle, and that's going to transform the country. And many women now
explain
are
that.
Starting
my,
businesses.
Yeah, let's have a little
and
more
my wife
that.
And her friend were just sitting around talking about this yesterday, and they kind of touched there, but explain what you mean by that.
The lifestyle part?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and actually, it's more, this is a study done of women, that women typically start businesses less for income. I mean, the income's a big reason, but more for the flexibility. And that's why you see women are starting businesses at nearly 3 times the national average rate, because they are able to plan around their families, their values, whether they want to travel, not travel. And I think you see a lot of men doing this now as well. The income is important. However, it's the lifestyle and flexibility that is most appealing as a business owner. But I'll be the first to say it's not for everyone.
You've
got to hustle.
Yeah, let's talk about the realities of the political situation because that enters into it. The idea of I've never been any good at working for anybody. I'm the only person in the country who still owns and produces and hosts a syndicated radio program. Everybody else is tied to some business or some entity. I knew long ago that I wouldn't make it working for one of the big corporate entities because I've worked for them, but I haven't depended on them. But to start what I did 24 years ago and make it work today, wouldn't. And I know that because of understanding the reality of the world that I'm working in. So In terms of understanding, as you help people get started with whatever the ideas are, I always think that you find a passion, something you love doing, and try to make money at it. The reality of government interference and involvement, getting in your face, regulators here, there, and everywhere. You can't do this, you can't do that, you got to apply for this, you got to apply for that. It's daunting, and people have been discouraged because the news media has done such a great job at reporting this sort of thing, and we have this atmosphere around us now. If you make money, you're a bad guy. You are going to be taxed, and you're going to, you know, you're greedy and all this other stuff, which gives me a pain in my derriere. But yet that's what some people think entrepreneurialism and the free enterprise system is all about.
Yep, no, I agree. And one of the beefs I have with the whole Occupy movement, and listen, there are things that should be protested against.
Yep.
You know, things that happened, absolutely. But this whole, like, governments have never created jobs in our history. It's never worked.
Well, they create positions. There are 400,000 more people working for government entities than there were 10 years ago when George Bush first became president, and a lot of that has to do with the fear that has gone through us from September 11th and the incursion of government, that sort of thing. But you look at these, some of the Occupy people have some great messages. They're just not being well reported in the media. But on the other hand, there are people who want something for nothing, and you're never going to get anywhere that way.
Right. What's the scary part to me as a business owner is the anti-capitalism kind of movement that's the undercurrent of this. And listen, you can't demonize business, capitalism, and money and then say give us jobs. People want jobs to make money, and businesses create jobs, and businesses that are successful, like people aren't understanding how this all works. And I think this is our job as small business owners to get out there, talk about our businesses. And also, you know, coming up this Saturday is Small Business Saturday. I think it's a great educational tool. American Express started this 3 years ago, and it's really taken off. And small businesses that participate and promote this are shown to have higher sales. We need to realize that small business owners are our neighbors. They're our friends. We need to start patronizing these businesses more. And also, a great statistic that I just realized is that small businesses with less than 100 employees represent 99% of all employers.
And they're the ones, the money for the job. We're not talking about you're working for some big giant steel corporation. We're talking about people that have a corner business. They employ two or three people, four or five people. And so the idea here, which Richie is very excited about, so am I and so is everybody else, when they understand what it's about, if you're going to go out and shop on Friday or Saturday or Sunday or whenever through the season, and it isn't just this time of year, it's every time of year, support the local small business guy.
Instead of going to the mega mart.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you're not helping local. I mean, yeah, they're employing local people for the most part, and we all need them, but we're now faced with the almost life or death struggle because many of the big business, the big mega companies are trying to put the little guys out of business, and you can help support them if you pledge to shop small, which is what this is all about.
Yeah,
if we go
at
to...
least on the Saturday. And listen, I love Target more than anybody, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
I don't know. You have some competition here.
Okay. All right. So I love the big stores, too. And again, you know, we're not big businesses are small businesses that did something right.
Right. They
but
came up.
This Saturday, let's remember, like, those stores we grew up with. I remember growing up and, you know, in Connecticut, and we drive to the local pharmacy. We go to these little stores and buy all the Christmas gifts. And there's something a lot more magical about doing that. So I think it's great to remind people about that and see how they can do it in their town and support the Main Street instead of Wall Street.
Yeah. So the place to go, you go to facebook.com/Small Business Saturday, and we ought to hook our Facebook page up to that, Jennifer, so that we've connected so people can know that we support
Absolutely.
This sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations to you for all the good work that you do. Nice to meet you, Ali. Thank you for being here.
Thanks. Great. And you can check out all I have at AllieBrown.com.
AllieBrown.com. There's a good, right? You have to be a good salesperson. If you're a successful entrepreneur, you got to be a good sales, a good pitch person. And you are, right? Got to be a good pitch person. All right. See you on the beach in Marina Del Rey.
Great. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Allie. All right. So there's the bottom line of all this is go patronize the small business people, support the small businesses.
Yeah. In your community.
Absolutely. It'll be huge, huge, huge.
Instead of going to Best Buy, go to your local stereo store.
These are the people, this is, as she said,
pharmacy.
Small stores get bigger, and then they get bigger, and then they get bigger.
Sure.
They start with one person, an idea, a couple of people, borrow a little money from the bank, whatever it is.
Yep.
But without free enterprise, greedy capitalism isn't what we're talking about. The free enterprise system is what this country is built on, and that's what we are supporting and lauding, praising, and helping here. At 13 before the hour, this is Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
Take cover. They're gonna hurl. Pumpkins become projectiles with the return of Pumpkin Chunkin', the annual television special that's becoming as much a part of Thanksgiving as turkey, stuffing, and cranberries. The event lets teams find out whose homemade contraption can propel a pumpkin the farthest. This year, viewers go behind the firing line, getting up close and personal with the explosive contraptions and personalities that make Pumpkin Chunkin' define gourd glory. Tori Belacci, co-host of MythBusters and this year's Pumpkin Chunkin'.
This 26-year-old competition is a pop culture phenomenon. It inspires countless backyard warriors looking to recreate wacky rituals that make up this event. We see a fair amount of explosions on our show, but nothing compares to the front row action at Pumpkin Chunkin'. How can you go wrong watching people try to launch pumpkins across a mile-long field?
Pumpkin Chunkin' returns Thanksgiving night, Thursday, November 24th. Simulcast on Discovery Channel and Science at 8 Eastern and Pacific.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, I was looking in the local paper to see if I could find any more problems other than chickens in this guy's backyard.
No pigs or...
Yeah. No.
Llamas? Anything like that?
No. A lot of people framing him and moving to Milford, apparently. Big problem.
Good. Leave it all to yourself.
Right, exactly.
We'll
find
more
room for your chickens.
Yeah.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Do you constantly feel run down and tired? Your pH level might be low, and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I have slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 28th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's the day before Thanksgiving. It's getaway day. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Trains, planes, and automobiles. Throw in buses and any other mode of transportation you like. Today's the day when millions of Americans hit the road or the skies. Many travelers will experience delays with bad weather across a chunk of the country, from Arkansas all the way to southern New England. Now, the number of Americans traveling 50 miles or more this Thanksgiving is expected to reach a four-year high, despite a still struggling economy.
60% of intended travelers reported that the economy will not impact their travel during this holiday season.
That is Bill Sutherland at AAA Travel Services, who has the moral to this story.
Holiday travelers are choosing family over frugality.
Which is the way it should be, right? Now, how about those prices at the pump?
Fill it up, please.
Prices have actually been down lately, but are still much higher than where they were a year ago. Right now, the AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is about $3.34. A year ago, we were paying $2.87 a gallon. As for those of us who are flying somewhere, the TSA says you may notice some changes as you go through security. Those controversial full-body scan images are gone and have been replaced by a more generic image.
It's a silhouette of a body, an avatar silhouette, and it has different nodes, and the different portions of the body will light up, and that will tell us what we need to check.
That's Donald Drummer, Federal Security Director at Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey. He adds that children 12 and under will, in most cases, not be patted down or have to remove their shoes. It's about time. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Get 50% off one regular price item under $30 with your Saturday coupon. Find and print the coupon at acehardware.com.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit one per household. Offer valid at participating Ace stores Saturday, November 26, 2011 only.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and other exclusions apply.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
On Wall Street, another down day for the market. The Dow dropping 54 points yesterday, closing at 11,494. S&P lost 5 points. NASDAQ dropped 2. President Obama with a speech at a New Hampshire high school yesterday, and he was interrupted by protesters.
I had coffee.
The protesters, using the human mic technique made popular by the Occupy movement, where one person speaks and then several more echo that person's comments. Eventually, the Occupy protesters were drowned out by Manchester High School students. The students chanting, Obama, Obama. The president sympathized with the Occupy protesters.
There's a profound sense of frustration about the fact that the essence of the American dream, which is if you work hard, if you stick to it, that you can make it, feels like that's slipping away.
As for what the president has on his plate today, so to speak, he'll be pardoning two very fortunate turkeys in the annual Rose Garden ceremony on the day before Thanksgiving. After they get their reprieve from becoming a centerpiece on a holiday table, the birds are taken to George Washington's Mount Vernon Estate and Gardens, the turkeys to be on display for visitors through the holidays, and then will retire to comfort in a special enclosure at a livestock facility at Mount Vernon. And finally, day before Thanksgiving, let's talk turkey. You have the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, staffed with folks who have the answers to your questions. Phyllis Kramer is one of these talk line people, offering advice on how to thaw a frozen turkey if you don't have enough time to thaw it in the fridge.
Put the turkey in a sink full of cold water and change the water about every half an hour. And if you call us at 1-800-BUTTERBALL, we can kind of talk you through that so you can get that turkey thawed in time for Thanksgiving.
And Phyllis, how do you ensure a tender and juicy turkey?
To get a tender, juicy turkey, the biggest thing is to not overcook it.
I could have told you that. Now, Phil, any interesting questions posed on the Turkey Talk Line from years past that you can share with us? Something good.
Somebody called and said, what temperature do I set the electric blanket on to thaw the turkey?
Electric blanket for a turkey. That's a good one. By the way, the Talk Line gets about 10,000 calls on Thanksgiving Day alone. The number again is 1-800-BUTTERBALL or online, butterball.com, or the Butterball Facebook page or Butterball Twitter. They're all over the place. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
It's the Toys R Us After Thanksgiving sale with over 150 doorbusters. And we're your first stop when doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Plus bonus doorbusters 5 a.m. Friday. Hurry in for our lowest prices ever. Like 50% off hot toys from top brands like Barbie, Crayola, Leapfrog, Vaseline, and more. Get huge savings earlier than ever before. Doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thursday night. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Local store hours may vary. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or toysrus.com today.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
Jason.